Once upon a time, there was a little girl, and she loved sitting in the garden and watching all the animals. And one time she was there, and she saw the squirrel. And the squirrel was digging a hole, and then putting nuts and acorns inside. And she said out loud, "Why does the squirrel do that?" And the squirrel stopped, looked at her, and said, "To keep them safe, of course." And off he bounded. Well, one day, she was sitting in the kitchen, and she was just drawing something with coloured pencils. And all of a sudden, her daddy comes in, and something's not quite right with daddy. He's all cross, and he's angry. His words are coming out sounding strange, and he's swearing like crazy. And he sees her at the table, and he starts shouting and swearing at her. She's so scared that she grabs her paper and her pencils, and she runs off into the garden. And she finds a table, and without knowing quite what she's doing, she starts drawing a heart over and over, with all the feelings she's feeling. With all the feelings she's got there, so shocked, so sad, so confused. And she draws and she draws and she draws and she draws until all of her feelings, why, she's expressed them all. And she's feeling a lot calmer now. Not quite so freaked out. When she's finished, there in front of her, she sees the loveliest picture of a heart that's got all the colours that she was feeling. "I've got to keep this safe," she says to herself. And then she remembers the squirrel. And so she looks around the garden. Where could I keep it safe? And then she sees at the bottom of the garden, why, there's the shed. That'll do. And she goes to it. And no one's been in that shed for ages. It looks like no one uses it. There's cobwebs everywhere. There's old furniture all over the place. But right at the back, there's an old wardrobe. And the doors are jammed shut. That'll do, she thinks. And she finds a crack in the wardrobe, and she pushes her painting, her drawing, into that crack. That'll keep it safe, she says to herself. Well, this is just what she does every time something difficult happens. Every time something happens that's shocking or hard or sad or in any kind of way overwhelming. She grabs a piece of paper and she grabs her coloured pencils and she draws and draws and draws a heart with all the colours that she's feeling. Whenever daddy's strange like that and shouts and swears and she feels so scared. Whenever she's at school and gets told off for something she didn't do or doesn't realise and understand what's going on. Whenever she fights with her older sister, which is rather a lot. And whenever she fights with her friends. Every time that things get really tough, she pulls out a piece of paper and coloured pencils and she draws a heart the colour of all the things she's feeling. Well, one day she's all grown up. She's all grown up and she's got a first date with her boyfriend. And she goes out with him to a pub and he's a very nice and rather charming young man. And at the end of the evening, just as they're about to go, he says, "Can I have a kiss?" And she's liked this rather nice young man very much. She says, "Yes, you may." She closes her eyes, she tips her head back a little, she puts her lips together. And just when he's about to kiss her, why, she suddenly says, "No!" and pulls away. He looks rather startled. He said, "But She said, "I know, I'm sorry, I don't know where that came from. Could you try again?" "All right," he says. And once again, she closes her eyes and puts her lips together and tips her head back just a tiny bit. And he comes close, but just as before, as he's about to give her a kiss, why, she says, "No!" And she pulls back. And it's in that moment that she realises what the problem is. "Would you mind," she said, "just waiting here? Because I'm coming back. I will be back soon. I've just got something I need to do." He says, "All right then." And she jumps up and she runs from the pub. And she runs all the way home, out into the garden. She knows where she's got to go. And she comes to the garden shed and she pushes open the door. And it's all full of cobwebs in there, like no one's been in there for ages. And there, at the back of the shed, why, there's the old wardrobe. And she's a big woman now, so she tries on the doors. Surely she can get them open now. And what do you know? The doors come open. But when she looks inside, she's rather surprised. Instead of seeing all of her pictures that she'd done all over the years, there's nothing there. But there is a great big hole at the back of the wardrobe. And through that hole, she sees something rather extraordinary. You see, there's a bit of a space between the back of the wardrobe and the shed. And when she looks round the side of the wardrobe, that's when she sees them all. All her pictures. And they've all been put up on the wall. They've been put up on the wall of the shed and the back wall of the wardrobe. They're everywhere. And there in the middle of all these pictures, staring at them with a very confused look on his face, there's the squirrel. "Oh," he said, "it's you." She said, "What are all my pictures doing here?" He said, "Well, you see, I never quite could understand them. I still can't. I mean, they're all the same shape, but they're all different colours. I just don't understand. None of us can make sense of them." "Us?" says the young woman. "Well, yes, all of my friends. I could go and get them if you like." And before she can say another word, the squirrel's bounded out of the shed. And he comes back, not with just a lot of squirrel friends of his, but with all the animals of the garden. Yes, all the squirrels and the rabbits and the mice and the rats and the voles and the badgers and even the frogs and some of the birds. They all come in and they all stand there looking at her. And it's then that she realises what she needs to do and why indeed she came back to the shed. For she takes each picture in turn. And she tells the story of what just happened. Just looking at the pictures, she remembers exactly where she was. She remembers exactly what had just happened and exactly how she was feeling. And with all the animals there, why, she tells the story of every picture. And all the animals, why, they're, "Ooh," at all the scary bits. They're, "Oh," at all the sad bits. They're, "Ooh," at all the shocking bits. They're listening and they're cooing and they're ooing and they're ahhing at everything that she says. And she goes through one story after another until she's told everyone. And when she's finished, the squirrel says, "Oh, what a relief. We've been trying to work out what these mean for ages." "Right then," says the young woman. And with that, she runs out of the shed and across the garden and through the house and down the road, all the way back to the pub, which is just closing down and everyone's been asked to leave. But that charming young man is still waiting by the bar. And she runs up to him and she grabs him and she gives him a big old kiss. And it really was the nicest feeling she ever had. Yes, it really was the nicest feeling she ever had.